As we've been telling you this morning, all schools in Massachusetts will now remain closed until at least May 4th. Governor Baker issued the emergency order yesterday to extend the existing shutdown. Meantime, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths is on the rise in the state, with a 59% jump in confirmed cases yesterday. For more, we're joined this morning by WBUR's Zininjor and Wameka. Good morning, Zininjor.
Good morning, Bob.
So start with the numbers for us this morning, if you would. The state reported yesterday the number of confirmed cases reached 1,838.
Yes, that's correct. And that's 679 more cases than were reported Tuesday. The state also reports that 15 people have died. The most recent deaths include three men and a woman in their 70s and 80s. Now, officials attribute most of the increase in cases to more testing. 19,794 people have been tested for the coronavirus, which means fewer than 10% have come back positive. And Governor Baker says he expects testing to continue to ramp up this week to 3,500 tests a day.
As I understand it, some of the recent coronavirus cases include some MBTA employees. What do we know about them?
Yeah, the MBTA says three bus drivers have tested positive for COVID-19. The T says it immediately took steps to clean and disinfect the drivers' workspace, vehicles, and equipment they may have come into contact with at their Cabot bus facility. And the agency says public health officials will also alert any close contacts of those drivers to give them instructions on how to self-quarantine. Those are the only details the T is providing. We don't know what routes the bus drivers operated. I asked the T for more information on that, and a spokesperson cited health privacy laws and said they were prohibited from providing identifying information about a particular employee's medical status. It's also unclear if those vehicles are still in service. The T did not respond to an inquiry about that, but they say they have cleaned and disinfected everything.
All right, let's talk about the governor's surprise announcement yesterday that he's extending school closures all the way through April into the beginning of May, a move that I'm sure surprised a lot of parents, students, and teachers. Tell us more.
Right. So the original orders closed schools and non-emergency childcare centers until April 6th. The governor now says they'll reopen no sooner than May 4th. But Baker says learning will continue.
This is not an extended school vacation. During this long-term closure, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education will work with school districts to further develop educational programming students can use at home.
The governor said the state will be providing more online resources throughout April.
And what was the response to the governor's order?
Among educators, it was generally positive. School leaders and the Massachusetts Teachers Association said it's the right thing to do for public health. Still, access and equity are big concerns. Municipalities are all working to make sure students are able to get food, technology, and internet, as well as other services. And I should note that this may not be such good news to parents who now have to figure out childcare for an additional month.
Yes, that is a big issue for many parents. The governor yesterday made additional moves. He lifted the ban on plastic bags and announced some protections for renters. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so the governor announced a moratorium on evictions in state-aided low-income housing, as well as a new COVID-19 rental assistance program. So households experiencing rent problems due to the coronavirus outbreak can apply for financial assistance of up to $4,000. The state also issued guidance to lenders and financial institutions to postpone foreclosures for 60 days and to refrain from reporting late payments to credit rating agencies for at least 60 days. On the plastic bag ban, under the governor's orders, reusable bags are now prohibited and all local bans on single-use plastic bags have been suspended.
That all was yesterday. Today is another day. What's coming today?
Well, we are seeing more of the economic impacts. We know the number of people filing for unemployment insurance is skyrocketing. And in a new poll of Massachusetts residents from Mass Inc. and Blue Cross Blue Shield, 16% of the respondents said they've lost their job during this crisis. The number is higher, 23%, in people who earn $50,000 or less. Here's Steve Cazella from the Mass Inc. polling group.
this survey shows that a huge number of people say they've either lost a job or lost some portion of their paycheck since the coronavirus crisis began. And not only that, if you're lower income, if you're hourly, you're more likely to have suffered economic damage than if you're not any of those things.
Now, on a slightly more positive note, at least from a public health perspective, that poll also found that most people are following guidance to keep their distance from others. That's something public health officials say will really help stop the spread of the coronavirus. So some bad news and good news in that survey.
Which is kind of what we're getting every day, a little bad news and a little good news. WBUR's Anindya and Omeka, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Sure thing, Bob.